You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello and welcome to the last review of the week podcast 1235, Joe Rogan's conversation with Ben Greenfield. Ben Greenfield has been on Joe's podcast a few times. He's a very smart dude, has a good podcast, and really he knows it all when it comes to health and biohacking. At least he's tried it all. He's a very smart dude, accomplished, who runs many Ironman competitions, used to be former bodybuilder, so he really knows how to push his body to the limits, and he's always trying the latest and greatest when it comes to longevity, health, supplements or procedures, saunas, light therapy, you name it. I mean, he's kind of on it all, so he's a great guy to listen to. He's a bit more extreme when it comes to all these things, so you know, I often just like to listen to him and let him try these things and figure out what works. It saves me having to experiment on myself. But it was a great conversation, a lot to learn, and also a bit of a recap of Dr. David Sinclair's podcast and some of the things he was saying to Joe about longevity. So let's get this review started. Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want? So as I said, a very smart dude, a very energized guy, came in drinking a lot of coffee. I think they were drinking that Rifle Coffee. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a veteran-owned company that Joe has on his podcast. I want to try it. It sounds good. You know, Joe certainly loves coffee. So, but like I said, Ben does Ironman. He's in great shape, always competing and always trying to find the latest and greatest. Now, I found Dr. David Sinclair's podcast with Joe fascinating because he's the Harvard geneticist that deals with anti-aging and basically living a long time. So he says some things, but when Ben came on, he also talked about some of these same things. Now, there was a prescribed medication that David Sinclair says that he takes, and it's, I think it was for diabetes, but he doesn't take it for diabetes. He takes it for longevity because it is supposed to put off all different types of kinds of diseases. It's called metformin, and it's only available from your doctor. And it's supposed to prevent like Alzheimer's and cancer disease and this and that. But the problem is that Ben was saying that it also causes some other stuff like lowering testosterone, raising estrogen. It's just not going to let you stay in a way to be very like super strong. And then there was another compound he was talking about called NMN. And again, Ben says that there are cheaper versions and there are versions of other supplements to do very similar things. So again, it's an interesting podcast. It's been a fascinating week of conversations, and I really like to have two people on that are experts kind of in their own field, and they also have slight disagreements. So, you know, there's never just one answer to these things, but that's okay. I think that's okay. He talks a little about eating like your ancestors, you know, kind of doing your DNA, finding out where you're from and eating like that. So if you're Greek, you can eat a Mediterranean diet, that sort of thing. It just processes better in your body. And he also said that good preparation of food is kind of more important than what the food is. So some foods have been seen as like, oh, this is good, this isn't good, this is bad, don't eat this, this is unhealthy. But there are certain types of preparations of those foods that allow them to work much better in your body. Burning food, you know, really grilling it black on a grill is bad for you because it's carcinogenic, but it tastes pretty good. Well, there's certain types of coffee rubs and meat rubs you can put on that actually counteract the carcinogenic effects of burnt foods, you know, on a grill. So that's fascinating because it doesn't just say don't eat burnt foods. It says eat something else with it and the, you know, those sorts of things counteract it. Fascinating. A big thing that Ben does, because he travels a lot, and to make sure he doesn't suffer from SAD, seasonal affective disorder, he uses a lot of light therapy. Light therapy that like goes in your ears, he was saying, one on your head, one that glasses for your eyes, all different things. And it's supposed to kind of reset your circadian rhythm and allow you to sleep a lot better. I found that pretty interesting. I recently went to England for Christmas and I basically couldn't sleep my entire trip. It was really difficult for me to adjust sleep-wise. And I'd never really had that before, but knowing that there are some things you can do to minimize that. Joe says when he travels, he likes to get a good workout in and then a good dinner. I try and do that in the evening. And that allows him to sleep and kind of calm down, I guess, his central nervous system. And then obviously there's some breathing techniques you can do as well. Ben is a big fan of the keto diet. He doesn't do it all the time, but he does like the high fat, low carb thing. He says the science is behind it and, you know, a good way to lose weight, which is nice to kind of reinforce that. Been hearing a lot of good things about that type of diet for some time. New research has come out. They were talking about that muscle memory is now a thing. It's a real thing. It's not just anecdotal. Like your muscles and the mitochondria in there, they remember the state that they were in. You have higher levels of, I think it's myonuclides is what he was saying, that are like energy, something to do with like creating energy, making muscle. And it even goes as far as if you were ever like a steroid abuser in the past and now have stopped, once you start working out again, certain compounds that were stimulated when you were on steroids are still in there and it allows you to kind of grow muscle bigger and faster. And that's kind of interesting because it begs the question, well, what do you do about athletes that have been called doping? You know, they get banned for a couple of years, but when they come back, in a sense, if that's true, they still have an advantage. So what does that mean for those athletes? Something interesting. Anyway, some sad news, folks. He did say marijuana can reduce your testosterone. I know, that was sad for me. But the good news there is you have to be taking as much as 200 milligrams a day and in kind of edible form. So that would be a shit ton of edibles. And if you're doing that every day, you've got other issues than lower testosterone, I would say. Something that's cool, he said that we've now discovered 113 different cannabinoids. 113, that's unbelievable. And, you know, we can cross-strain them and do a lot of different kind of things with the plants. And maybe we get to a point where we can, you know, make the high without the paranoia or just really kind of extract the compounds exactly as we need them, like just CBDs or just this side of it. Or I think it's really cool that we're starting to learn that plant so well. And I think it's going to start showing up in a lot of supplements, to be honest. Just a lot of its beneficial effects in, who knows, even medicines, the rest of it. Talks a bit about the carnivore diet and vegan diet. These often leave deficiencies, as far as he can tell, and they're mostly just elimination diets. Elimination diets are what they sound like. You're just basically removing a lot of types of food, and a lot, oftentimes, one of the foods you've removed is part of an issue that's making you tired or making you sick. So it seems like the fact that you're just eating vegan or just eating carnivore, just meat, is the thing that's fixing you. But it's more to do with the fact that you don't have the other thing that's harder to identify because we have such a broad range of food that we're eating. And, you know, if you just stick with one or the other, eventually you've also eliminated some of the necessary nutrients you need, and that's kind of what leads to those deficiencies. So be careful on those, you know, be smart about them. There are the right ways to do it, but you know, it's not that easy. But towards the end of their conversation, they both get into a little bit when the best time is to work. And there are studies that show that like some people work better in the morning, some people afternoon, evenings, and depending on the type of work, there are different types of times to do that. But you can reprogram yourself, you know, to become more of a night owl or whatever. It just depends on, you know, let's say the only time you have is the evening because, you know, you've got kids, you got to wait for them to go to bed. But you happen to be a morning person when it comes to getting a lot of good work done. Well, it sounds like you might want to put the time in to reprogram yourself to be able to do that work in the nighttime. So there are some strategies for that. He didn't really list all that many, but you can reprogram that rhythm a little bit. And, you know, that it's kind of how you get that going. He also talked a lot about sleep. Sleep kind of affects everybody. He said that he struggles with sleep. It takes huge amounts of CBD oil to get to sleep, and a little, I think like 100 milligrams or something, with a little bit of melatonin, and that helps him sleep. And he just talks about the importance of it and how important it is to get really good sleep. You get all the cycles of it. There are some other techniques as well. If you don't want to use CBD, you can have like a breathing technique that kind of helps slow you down. But good sleep, super important for really even detoxing your body. Detoxes your brain, depends on which way you sleep, he was saying. Whether you sleep on your back or your side, he was saying that on your side is better. So that's something that's interesting. I try and sleep more on my back so my shoulder doesn't hurt, but now I'm not taking care of my brain and making sure it detoxes. So there we go. And lastly, it's quite funny. He finishes up talking about how he is a brand new fan of Harry Potter. And he's really getting into Harry Potter and buying all things Harry Potter. It's funny. It cracked me up. It, you know, these guys had a great conversation. And really, there's a lot to learn in this, you know. Again, it's one of those that never hurts to have a little notepad. It's why it's fun to do these podcasts, because I can kind of bullet point some things that I find interesting. Makes me much better at remembering how the conversations went. But anyway, guys, thanks for joining in. It was a great week of podcasts. Talk soon.